Brett Hollander here on Sportsline on a Friday night. Jimmy Patsos, old friend, and Greg Manning with us here in studio. They're Siena Saints in town to face Loyola tomorrow night. Should be an interesting game between the Saints and the Greyhounds here in Baltimore. Jimmy, I do want to ask you and Greg about Gary Williams last week, and he goes into the College Basketball Hall of Fame in Kansas City. He got into your hometown Basketball Hall of Fame over the summer. Tell me about these last few months for Gary and what it's meant for him to be recognized, as we all know he should be.
Now he should be, and it was I couldn't go to Kansas City, but my wife Michelle, who's here with me, she and I went up, and a lot of us went. You know, Steve Bishara, the owner of the Ravens, went, and Terry Aronson went, and all these other people went, and they flew up, and it was great. I think he earned it, you know, the old-fashioned way. You know, had to win.
Old-fashioned way.
American U, no gym, takes his first job, goes there, wins, goes to Boston College. You know, he didn't get enough credit at BC. Follows the gambling scandal, which was terrible, and now it's on 30 for 30.
Yeah.
Turns that around. Wins,
that is unnoticed.
Goes to Sweet 16 there. Guy steps out of bounds where he goes to the Final Four probably that year. Ohio State rebuilds them. NCAA leaves them a great team that goes to the Final Eight, gives Randy Ayers the job to save his alma mater, Maryland. That's what's cool is he kind of, every place he went, he sort of had to fix it. And that's one of the things, you know, go to Loyola. And as he said, it's good because when they want to be fixed, you have more control as a coach. They'll really listen. Loyola, let's change the arena. Let's go with Under Armour. Let's do this. Let's try everything. Let's take some local kids from good Catholic schools, meaning the Baltimore Catholic League. Hence, they have the best players in the country. They don't just do good deeds and feed the poor on the weekend. I got the best players in the country in Baltimore Catholic League. Let's try and get them to go to Loyola. My president, Father Lane, I'm in. In other words, Gary taught me when you go to fixed programs, they're probably more open-minded. Siena, let's switch to Under Armour basketball. We have to play games down here. We have to recruit using Southwest. We can't just drive to New York anymore. Let's go get kids from Baltimore and D.C. Gary taught me that. Gary was a great teacher of the game, but he's a great... He can recruit better than people thought. Everyone knew how good he could coach, but he was an unbelievable promoter of the program and the schools he worked at. And he never wavered from those three things. Recruit good players, coach him up, but promote the program and the school. And I think it was great to see him get in, you know, to be up there with Nolan Richardson, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird were there, you know, John Thompson. But it was really cool to see him, you know, earn his way in. And everyone there, it wasn't like nobody's ever anything bad to say about Gary. Yeah, he's crazy during the games, but what a hard worker. He did it the right way. He did it for his school. He brought, you know, Turgeon's got a good team this year. Now, I know Des Wells is out with a broken hand, and I like, but Gary got them all the way to the top.
The top of the mountain.
All the way, and twice to the Final Four. Like, we'll see if that can be done again. It's hard. And I think Turgeon's got them on the right track with the team that really likes each other and playing hard and some young local kids. Mello's better than I thought and all that. Mello, Trimble, et cetera. But he did it the right way, Gary, and he got the W's. Like, don't be fooled. He got the W's.
It's consistency that you get from Gary Williams. It's like looking at a John Harbaugh team year in, year out. They're always in it, always in contention. And there was a run there where I would say the day Keith Booth stepped on campus and Joe stepped on campus, that Maryland was an upper echelon program that was in contention every year with no strikes against them off the court.
No, exactly.
And that's what it was. That was a standard. And you knew every time, basically, at a certain point, Duke or Carolina would come to town, you had a shot. You had a shot to compete there.
That's from a program that wasn't allowed on TV. I think the one thing that Gary never gets enough credit for is that, like, it's back then to not be on TV. Now everybody's on TV. Being on TV doesn't mean anything anymore. I still like being on TV, don't get me wrong, but there's 75 stations. But
right.
Back then,
right,
there was three stations. So if Duke and Carolina and Georgetown and Michigan were on TV every weekend, because they always were, and then Clemson and Georgia Tech once in a while, they were never allowed on TV for 2 years. That was a killer to overcome, A, for your fans, your program, your recruiting base. I don't think Gary got enough credit for overcoming not being on. That was as big as the sanctions. In other words, I felt not
the
being
sanctions,
on.
Yeah.
Like, they disappeared from my eyes. I was an assistant at Carroll High School then. The Terps, who? I didn't get to see him unless I went to the game.
Let's not forget.
That was hard to overcome. He doesn't get enough credit for overcoming that.